And now for your radio news update. I'm Navy Seaman Anthony Garro. Tragedy in the mines. A landslide at a major coltan mining site in eastern Congo has left at least 200 people dead. The collapse occurred in a region controlled by M23 rebels, highlighting the dangerous conditions and ongoing volatility in a part of the world critical to the global supply of electronics. Navy Seaman Jacob Hart discusses the latest from this devastating incident.
Rebel authorities in eastern Congo reported Saturday that a landslide earlier this week collapsed several mines in the Rebea site, killing at least 200 people. The spokesperson for the rebel-appointed governor said heavy rains caused the collapse Wednesday and that many of the deceased have not yet been recovered from the mud. A former miner at the site told the Associated Press that repeatedly landslides occur because the tunnels are dug by hand and poorly constructed. The rebel-appointed governor has temporarily halted mining at the site. Meanwhile, Congo's government accused the rebels of illegally and unsafely exploiting the region's natural resources. The Rebea mines are a major source of coltan, a component in smartphones and computers, with the region supplying over 15% of the world's tantalum. The M23 rebels seized the town and its mines in May of 2024 and have reportedly generated hundreds of thousands of dollars a month by taxing the trade. The disaster underscores the ongoing volatility in eastern Congo, which has been ripped apart by decades of conflict involving numerous armed groups. The violence has created one of the world's largest humanitarian crises, with more than 7 million people displaced and continued fighting despite ongoing peace negotiations. For more information, visit apnews.com. From Naval Air Station Sigonella, I'm Navy Seaman Jacob Hart.
That's your radio news update from AFN Sigonella. I'm Navy Seaman Anthony Garro.